It's with a heavy heart that I rise to inform members of my resignation as Speaker of the House of Commons. I accept full responsibility for my actions. My resignation is effective at the end of the sitting day tomorrow, Wednesday, September 27th, to allow preparations for the election of a new Speaker.
That is the voice of Anthony Rota, resigning yesterday as Speaker of the House of Commons. A Bloc MP is going to take over the rest of the week until a vote can for a new Speaker. Well, that'll happen next Tuesday. This is called almost unprecedented in Canadian history. So what happens next? Stephen Chaplin is a visiting scholar at the University of Ottawa, also the former senior legal counsel for the House of Commons, who's been following the developments closely. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. So what does the Speaker of the House do? And is it a very, very important job?
It's an important job for two reasons. One is the one that the public sees, that is, that presiding over the House. But also, the term Speaker actually means that he speaks for the House of Commons. So he is, in fact, the public face of the House of Commons when outside of the House and also in the House, for sort of summarizing things as necessary.
Has anything like this happened before?
Not in recent history. Apparently, there were a couple of times in the 19th century, but there's not been any cases in Canada like this. There was one in the United Kingdom not too long ago in the early 2000s. But in Canada, this is unprecedented.
Okay.
At the federal level.
Now, this seems to have not. This is not just a confined to Canada debacle, but this is headlines around the world. Did he have any choice?
I don't think so. Because he represents all members of the House. In fact, he basically protects the privileges of the House. It's another one of his jobs. Once he's lost confidence of the House, which became apparent, I think, particularly from the statements by Mr. Julian on Monday and also Ms. Gould, that I think it was quite apparent that he would basically have to resign. And I think the timing was basically to allow for some form of orderly transition as opposed to him walking away from the chair, let's say, on Monday afternoon.
I'm speaking with Stephen Chaplin, visiting scholar at the University of Ottawa, former senior legal counsel for the House of Commons. So Friday, it's a visit by Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, who's addressing the House of Commons. And Mr. Rota, the Speaker of the House, invites somebody from his riding, who happens to be a 98-year-old Ukrainian World War II veteran. Now, how did it, would he have passed this by anybody else who would have said, hey, Russia was was fighting the Nazis. So anybody who was fighting the Russians was with the Nazis. Did that not occur? Would that not have occurred to anybody?
First of all, whether or not Mr. Rota is a student of history, I don't know. Excuse me. It's his choice. Obviously, it was his statement. It was his constituent. He has a protocol office. He has his own staff. But whether or not he asked anyone about that, I don't know. I mean, one hopes that before one speaks that one fully informs oneself, but apparently Mr. Rota did not in this case.
Do you think that this is going to change the way that the House does business in the future in terms of the way that people are vetted for things like this?
There's two things. I mean, one is I think people will be aware of this precedent, at least for the foreseeable future, and they will be much more careful. Second of all, I suspect that there may or may not be put in place, particularly when someone like the Speaker, who is a prominent figure, invites someone, that there will be some vetting process put in place, would be my guess. For individual members of Parliament, well, they are free and independent constitutional actors, so if they choose to invite someone and recognize them, then obviously the individual member would have to be responsible for that. there may be a process at the House to assist them. There are many people at the House of Commons. The House has a staff of over 1,000 people, some of whom are researchers, librarians, those kinds of things. So if members want, I suspect that service will now be provided.
Okay. Now, how does the vote for the next Speaker of the House go? How does that election run?
Well, what will happen is the Dean of the House, who is now Mr. Plamondon, who is also the interim Speaker, will preside over the election of the Speaker. It will become, on Tuesday, they will have the vote. Anyone who is not a minister or the leader of the opposition is, in fact, on the ballot. So people will have between now and next Tuesday to basically drop off, and most members will. There'll be a handful probably who would like to have the position of Speaker. They will each be given about 5-10 minutes to speak on Tuesday morning, and then members will now vote by a ranked ballot. There used to be one of those ballots where the lowest person would drop off and you have ballot after ballot, those yeah. kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But now they have a ranked ballot, so that the members will then rank their candidates, their preferred candidates from one to however many there are. And they will have, basically, they'll go through that process. And it is by secret ballot. So all members vote, they vote by secret ballot. So one does not necessarily vote by party affiliation or those kinds of things. So I suspect if it will probably take maybe a couple of hours.
Oh, really? Okay. And I would assume that the speaker would have to be bilingual. There'd be certain criteria that he or she would have to follow.
The speaker does not have to be bilingual. Right. I mean, there are no rules. And obviously, because it's a secret ballot and all members are eligible, they would not have to be bilingual. Interestingly, the rule generally is with respect to the deputy speakers. Those are the people who would assist the speaker when he's not in the chair. They do, at that point, obviously make up for any language deficiencies. But I'm certain that the House would encourage, or the House administration and various House leaders would make bilingualism, or stress that, at least,
right.
With members. The other thing is, there will also be some form of lobbying behind doors between right. now and Tuesday. So okay. I think by Tuesday, people will have a pretty good understanding of who's out there.
It has to be an MP?
It has to be a member. It has to be a member of the House, okay. yes.
Hey, thanks very much for your time. Really do appreciate this.
Have a good day.